Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app, sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Louis Lamb taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Monday, big Monday. As far as colleges are concerned, the portal opens. It's going to be exciting over the next couple of weeks to see who goes, who stays. But this is the norm. And obviously, we got to get kind of used to this unless they find some way to alter this in any way. The portal, kids are going in. And the thing that bugs me about the portal is kids are going in there with no place to go. And if they have a scholarship and they weren't asked to, you know, say, hey, you know, we're going to go in a different direction, you got to be crazy. You're losing that scholarship. You never know what could happen. You know how, never know with an injury or so that you could be right in the middle of things. But can't tell everybody that. Over the weekend, as I said, a lot of events going on, spring games up in Gainesville, always interesting. A lot of attention, a lot of pressure to win. You know, you've been to games up there, you've been to anything up there, and they sell out all the time. Rabid fans, loyal fans, and Billy Napier obviously would be one of those coaches on the hot seat coming into the season. If you saw their schedule, it's going to be very, very interesting. Corey Bender covers Florida Gators throughout the entire year, and he has a opportunity to see all that. And he saw the spring game this weekend. And Corey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. And was I overstating things by saying this is going to be a very important year?
No, I think you hit right on the nail, Larry. Good evening as well, man. And, like you said, I think arguably it's a gauntlet. I think Florida going into this year probably has the toughest schedule among Power 5 programs. And it starts off, you know, you have Miami at the front end, and then, you know, even the second half of the schedule is tough. And like you said, Larry, I mean, a lot of positives from Billy Napier. I mean, you talk to any kids, you talk to any parents, you know, people of all the program, nothing but positive things to say about him and what he's doing. But yeah, at the end of the day, it comes down to wins and losses. And, you know, the last 2 years have been below expectations from what, you know, Florida fans are used to seeing. So, yeah, this third year, I mean, traditionally that's how it is. A lot of coaches get 3 years to kind of turn around. It's going to be, you know, they have DJ Lagway on the roster. That was a big thing for growth, having that quarterback position kind of taken care of. You know, you're hoping, you know, he's going to be the guy. But, you know, I don't think Florida – it's going to come down to wins and losses, like you said. So – it's going to be tough. Like you said, I think interesting is the key word, like you said, Larry.
You know, Corey, it's come down to it, and I've had a lot of, you know, conversations with coaches that, and, you know, probably most recently last December at the state championship game with Charlie Partridge, who was at the University of Pittsburgh for quite a few years, has had a lot of success, you know, with TJ, with JJ Watt and player, you know, that was sheared and developing a lot of talent along the way. And he said to me, frankly, he goes, this college game isn't what I signed up for. And now Charlie's with the Indianapolis Colts. Do you see the wave of that with a lot of the older coaches? I'm not talking about late 20s, 30s, and even early 40s, but guys who've been in this for a while, 45 to 50, 55, even into 60, that maybe this is not the most comfortable place to be because you're having to not only recruit the next class, Corey, but you got to recruit your own current roster to stay.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing. And I think, like you said with Coach Partridge, I mean, you've seen a lot of long-time college coaches that, you know, when they've jumped on an opportunity to go to the NFL, and sometimes it's almost taking a step down in a role. And like you said, recruiting's constant as it is, Larry. Like we all know, it's 365. But at the same time, now it's you have to recruit these guys just to stay in your roster, so other teams don't poach them, and you have NIL. And like you said, it's almost like semi-professional. It's the way it's handled. You and I have talked about this over the years. These college guys, they do deserve money and all that. Like you said, that's the thing. I mean, all the stuff they do, I mean, that's a no-brainer. But I know from the college coach's perspective, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's overtime now. I mean, you have to recruit the guys on your roster to stay and then convince some of these high school kids, you know, especially if you have a track record, you know, that's used to going heavy into the portal. Maybe some kids look elsewhere because they think they might have a shot. So, I mean, it's a very interesting time to be involved in college football. And I can see why some coaches have kind of jumped on NFL opportunities. Because right now, I mean, I kind of call it the Wild Wild West. I mean, there's a lot of unwritten rules, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender joins us. We're talking Florida Gators. And the thing, too, Corey, is, you know, you talk to a lot of these coaches, and it's not semi-pro. It's professional because they're getting paid. These kids under the NIL are getting paid now. And I kind of likened yesterday as Judgment Day, the NFL cutdown day, because a lot of these programs nationally are 10, 11 scholarships over. Plus, you got to kind of create some space to bring in new guys. So there are programs that their roster is going to probably be completely changed over just in a 2-3 week period, because there's going to be 16, 17 new faces, you know, on the team. Talk about that, because I think that's really important. I know that a lot of kids probably know that the writing's on the wall and they probably been looking elsewhere, but then those kids, you know, who are on the line, you know, and maybe been injured. And, you know, we talk about injury prone players. I mean, they're great, they're productive, but they're not productive sitting on the bench. Talk about that phase of this.
Yeah, no. And like you said, Larry, I mean, this time, like you said, you have signing day in December, you get all the high school kids. And this is kind of like that time of the year for the transfer portal. It's like you get done with high school. And now these guys, I mean, you have big-time transfers coming in. Like you said, you have guys on the roster that, you know, maybe down the depth chart that are thinking, hey, maybe I should look for a change of scenery. And, yeah, and at the end of the day, they might not be a huge piece, but they were a contributor. And that's where I think with coaches and players alike right now have the issue where it's hard to really even envision, hard to really even kind of see where your roster is going to be until the summertime. That's when it all kind of settles back down. And I think with a lot of these kids, like you said, they go in the portal. I think before I came on, you were saying, Larry, too, some of these kids go in with not even having a home. They kind of go in, and next thing you know, they're looking at their shoulder, wondering how come they're not getting offers. And it's interesting for players alike because, like you said, you're on the roster, you're at Florida or any other school, and you're trying to carve out a role, but here comes two or three other guys at your position coming in, and, you know, it forces those guys to kind of look around. So it's interesting. I think, like you said, right now, this week is kind of like the start of almost how signing day is, or the early evaluation period, you know, as far as – or early sign period, I should say, for high school kids. Now we're going to see these rosters start to get retooled through the portal.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey, let us know about the spring. I mean, who looked good? Who, you know, anybody take a step? I mean, I know Lagway was a freak of nature when he gets in. Probably the only thing that's separating him from being a star at this next level is experience.
Yeah.
Anybody else kind of like in the, whether it be in the game or in spring practices or scrimmages?
Yeah, I think one kid, Larry, too, Grayson Howard, obviously, you know him out of the Jacksonville area, transferring for South Carolina. I know he's a guy that's been turning heads early and often. And, you know, he's projected to be a starter with Shamar James. He's a kid, obviously, who got injured last year, but, you know, is coming back into, I think, I believe his third year now. Those, I think the linebacker position should be shored up as far as starters. And I think overall, too, when you kind of look at this team, Eugene Wilson, we all knew last year he was a big-time talent, but you can kind of see him flourishing in that number one role now that Ricky Pearsall is not there. I think he's going to have a really big year. And I think overall, I think Florida's offensive line is going to be key. I think the offensive line looked better from when they did last season, especially an offensive tackle. They had a big transfer, Crenshaw Dixon from San Diego State, come in. So he's a guy that's impressed, and hopefully he's going to shore up that right side. But right. I think for Florida, Larry, the biggest question for me is who's going to be that pure number two receiver behind Eugene Wilson? And I think that's where it's going to be tough as the year goes on, having enough playmakers on offense to at least have experience. You have a lot of young guys that just haven't broke out of their shell yet. So that's where I think it's going to be the interesting thing. But I think Grayson Howard, he's a big one that's came along. And I think overall, Florida's defense as a whole looks pretty good.
Nice.
You know, even LJ McCray, a first-year guy, Ari kind of, you know, battling in. Not going to be a starter, but going to get a significant amount of playing time. So I think Florida has a lot of young up-and-coming guys, but they're still kind of looking for those, you know, number one, you know, those separators at each group.
Yeah, great points. And not only that is, and I had kind of an argument with somebody the other day. They go, well, that kid's just a freshman. Yeah, but he's getting a scholarship. He's on the team. He's dressed. He does it. And if he can contribute, like Miami has a kid like that, a true freshman, the kid Elijah mm-hmm. Lofton from Bishop Gorman, who may be the best mm-hmm. freshman yeah. in the country. I mean, you know, other yeah. than maybe Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State, who's
yeah, right.
he's beating the heck out of
another
Ohio
one
State.
Too, though, Larry, Jaden Baugh. Remember that name, too. He's a running back that he assigned this past cycle, and he's a big, thick running back. And he was impressive. You know, Montrell Johnson's going to be their, you know, their go-to guy. But as a freshman for a bigger back with good footwork, I think he's going to carve out a nice career. And who knows, he could take over that number two spot as a true freshman. I think that's the guy a lot of fans came away very excited about, too, from this past Saturday.
Good stuff. Corey, let everybody know how they could find you, your website, your social media, so they could follow you. And obviously, we'll have you on a couple more times during the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Gators Online, simple as that. You know, GatorsOnline.com. You can join right now for just $1. And then myself, just Corey_Bender. You know, constant recruiting, but obviously we're chipping in with team stuff too, and you with the portal coming up. So if you're a Florida fan, right now is the best time to join for $1. And like you said, Larry, it's the wild, wild west with this portal stuff. So it's about to get pretty busy.
It is. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. You know, we'll see each other, and we'll talk a lot.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Good stuff. Corey Bender covers the Florida Gators, one of the better ones. I'm telling you, he's diligent, knows recruiting. Not only that, he knows the regular team. And obviously, we know that Billy Napier is going to have a tough year because his schedule is crazy. He's got a lot of young kids, but we'll see. Everything will kind of unfold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.